Hey everybody, this is Dario with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Now, some features are not available in all states, but that's okay. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off of their MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save your time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
No, I thought we were gonna get Salt and Pepper.
Go Roxy, go Katie. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for The Vampire Diaries Season 6, Episode 2, Yellow Ledbetter. I was going to say Bedwetter.
It's a Tom Twister.
This was bothering Roxy all episode until she finally figured out what it was.
Yeah. What?
Wow. I am joined in studio by my lovely co-host, our newest member, Miss Katie Campbell.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
I'm Katie.
How'd you like the episode tonight?
It was very emotional for me.
A little bit.
Yeah. I liked it. I'm excited about the season.
I'm excited to talk it up and get your Stellana views tonight. Across the table, the haters. We got Miss Roxy Schreier.
Hello. Good to be back.
Hey, boo. And Miss Tiana Hobson.
Hey, guys.
What's up? I feel so much spicier with this music.
I know.
So not Vampire Diaries for me right now.
I know the rest of it's like REM, Everybody Hurts. All things that you want to cry to. And you're like, let's open with this. Also, we were requested to open with this.
Shout out. There y'all go. Y'all say you don't get requests. Well, we gave it to you. Let's talk about the season, the episode. I mean, everyone's going through it.
Well, actually, I have to ask you, because you weren't here for the first episode. Just quickly, what were your thoughts on that? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Did you miss us? Did you cry without us?
Yes, I miss you guys. I did not cry. I watched the episode and I was looking like, Elena's on drugs? Like, what?
I know.
This is the storyline? Elena's drugged, like, cracked out, like, I need some, like, what?
It's probably
She's
her
a drug
time
addict.
To finally get on the drugs thing, you know? Jeremy went through it for a while.
And Jeremy, like, don't get me started with Jeremy. I'm looking at him like, but you know what? He's a young adult. And he didn't have a role model. And so, you know, this is him just acting out.
Excuses, Jesse. Mm-hmm.
I heard that some people are really into, I'm going to hashtag it, Donnie.
Yo.
Bonnie.
Quit it.
And Damon.
Quit
hashtag
it.
Donnie.
No, this is like, are you serious? I understand. People who read the books, they were together at some points in the books.
The person I most hate. In the world.
It
oh,
does
isn't
seem
this a
kind
love
of
story.
Like a kindergarten type of situation where, like, the boy who picks on you is the one who actually likes you. And
if they go there,
Bonnie and Damon, what a man. I was like, ooh, what do we got going on over here?
They're setting it up as if it could go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get out.
I think they are setting it up for it to go that way. Do I want to see it go that way? No, because do I want Elena's other best friend to now go start dating her other ex-boyfriend? Because we already have Caroline and Stefan, like, whatever is going to happen there.
Just, I can't and with that situation.
Like, I mean...
Caroline's confused.
Can we all stop dating each other? Can we find some new people to date? There's a lot of people on the earth.
Just, but, like, honestly, Stefan and Damon are fine, but they ain't, like, I mean, just leave the boys alone.
What I will say, though, is how long has to pass before Bonnie and Damon would hook up? Because honestly, if it was my best friend's ex, I would hold out for a very long time. But if we were the only two people left on Earth, I mean, come on.
Eventually.
At some point, I would jump his bones for sure. Like, you're the only two people on Earth. First of all, you gotta repopulate.
Okay.
Yeah. And second of all, oh my Ian Somerhalder. Like, what?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, it's been 4 months.
Yeah, it's been 4 months, so how long
of the same day, too. It's like, that day is gonna get boring. You gotta add something to spice up that day.
Does their alcohol keep refilling itself every day? Like, do they start with a fresh stock of alcohol?
It seems like they keep going to a grocery store. So actually, it probably does if they keep waking up in the same
day.
Like,
if it's the same day, like, I drank a whole bottle of Jack last night. Is it magically refilled?
Like, how does that...
I can get down with that.
It's refilling because definitely the puzzle was starting over again. Yeah. The alcohol, the pancakes, they don't keep going to get materials. I don't know if they went to the grocery store. I think that she just went to go get her doll. And came back. Yeah, cuddles. Good looks, Katie. So I think that, yes, the whole day is starting over.
Yeah.
Well, back in reality, Elena is packing up Damon's...
To reality. Yep.
All right. Do you want to finish something?
Hey, imminent.
There goes gravity.
Over there.
Okay, Steven. Guys.
Steven in the booth.
See, this is what happens when they put after shows this late. We start getting delirious.
You end up with mom's spaghetti.
And by delirious, he means Delana.
I do Furious. Not mean that. So Elena is packing up all of her memories.
Memories.
I know you were upset about this, but I need you to pull it together.
I'm here.
She's packing up. She's taking Damon's shirt. She's sniffing Damon's shirt. She's just coming to terms that it's just never going to happen.
It's sad for me. I'm so Stefan, Selena, but it's sad because I love, and I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I mean, the thing she's saying, it's like, that's real moments, and like, we've gone through it, even though I'm a Stelena fan, you know, they did have their moments, I'm not gonna knock their moments, but...
Here's the deal. I love them so much, and if this was a Stefan flashback thing, I would feel similar to you guys.
Yeah.
I will give it to Stefan and Elena that they have had their moments. It happened to not be, though, it happened to be a Delana thing. I thought they chose really great moments. A lot of times I don't like flashback episodes because I'm like, oh, did you just not have enough time to film this week so you filled it with old footage? I thought this was awesome. I thought they did it a perfect amount and they picked such poignant moments. I thought tonight's episode was one of the best episodes ever of Vampire Diaries.
The flashbacks for me kind of, it was almost as if they went back and wrote those moments.
Right.
It just fit so perfectly with the storylines that a lot of times the flashbacks seem forced or you're kind of thinking, did that really happen?
Yeah.
Or did they go like recreate a scene from season two?
Yeah, but you're like, oh, because their hair kind of still looks the same.
Exactly. But every moment was just so perfectly placed in there and you knew it was straight from an episode. We remember those moments. You could see, you know, like Damon's hair was like longer in the back and stuff. It was just like all the little things.
Yeah. Something we flash back to a lot is that initial meeting when, you know, the first time they ever see each other. We started with that, which was really cool. But we've seen it a million times, but I thought we got some different memories that we haven't seen for a while. The guilty kiss. I always love that flashback. Then we had the pageant, which I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
And they looked so young and that dance. Oh, my God, it was so sexy. She was like, it's the first time I realized how sexy he was. And I was like,
girl, I need season one.
Exactly. And then the sire bond thing, which I forgot even about sire being sire bonded to somebody and that she was to him. And then the night at the motel, and then we finally get the final moment, guys, which was the birthday with the necklace and the selfless thing he did. They were just really, really well-picked memories. And like you said, Tiana, they couldn't have... written like, better.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad that they made that the moment, too. Mm-hmm. Like, because I was like, what's the moment going to be? Like, yeah, what absurd moment is it going to be? Because I thought it was going to be the first time. Then I thought it was going to, I didn't know where they were going to take it. And they chose a really cool, simple moment.
And
where
something
he was selfless.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Something we wouldn't have necessarily expected. Mm-hmm. It was a little weird to me that when Caroline was on the phone, she says, duh, because she fell in love with him when she was still with Steph, and we all knew that. And then he says, Alaric says, oh, you're not being honest. And I was like, she named some moments that she was still with Stefan.
No,
for.
All of those moments, they were in a fight or something had happened where she would say, Stefan and I were still on the outs. Stefan and I had just gotten in a fight. It was always something had just
she
happened.
She found it's an true. Excuse to kind of always make it.
They weren't necessarily broken up, but they were having like a...
That's true, but she said it as it was said as if she was talking about all moments post Stefan, and these were all moments when she wasn't necessarily in a relationship with him, but it was still Stefan era.
Yeah,
right.
And but so whatever. He finishes off the rewiring. He says, "Who is Damon Salvatore?"
Don't do it to me, Jesse.
He is Stefan's brother.
He killed my brother.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
All I wrote in my notes was heartbroken. Just like really big because that stuff, our Damon has worked so hard and we all thought of Damon as a monster and we've all come to terms that like, oh, now there's this other side to him and we were, you know, forgetting the monster that he used to be and now that's what she thinks of him again and that breaks my heart.
It breaks my heart.
Because I know that there's more to him.
Well, all right, Toni Braxton.
That is so not.
Say you love me again.
That is so not the advice that Bonnie would have given. I just have to say that. Caroline's like, no, you should do what is best for you. You should erase the memories. That's what Bonnie would say. BS, that's what Bonnie would say.
What do you think she'd say?
Bonnie would be like, you can't. No matter how badly this hurts, it happened.
That is some Bonnie shit. But then Bonnie would be like, but okay.
Totally. But she was like, that's what Bonnie would say. I was like, I really can't picture those words coming out of her mouth. I can't believe that the team got on board for this. I couldn't. I mean, say this was one of you guys, and you were like, get this pain away from me. I would feel so bad, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it for you guys because I don't think that that's the right thing to do.
I don't think anyone should have an easy out like this. You should, you know.
It's just weird. Like, and you know, it makes me feel like Elena, like, calm down. Like, like, it almost is like, I was almost worried, like, girl, did you love him? Like, or is this, like, something that's more, that you have something wrong with yourself that you see in Damon that is causing all of this. Like, cause it just, everything about Elena right now is just weird. Elena always plays this helpless girl and, you know, she's always me in my head. Like, girl, like, calm down. I'm done with it. We're over it. You need to be a big girl and get your man.
It's always been the argument, Jesse, like, and I'm with you. The kind of love they have is not healthy. I've never described it as healthy. Nobody could describe it as healthy. She says, missing Bonnie makes me sad. Missing Damon makes me dangerous. That's not good. You know, when you are so dependent on somebody that without them you are dangerous, that's not good. Unfortunately, I'm a messed up human being, and I'm like, well, dangerous is sexy, and this love is amazing. In real life, would they be the better couple? No. Stefan and Elena would be the better couple.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we are. Are you single?
All
right, girl. Well, that's why we single over here, because we live in the Damon lifestyle.
We live in that Damon lifestyle. Like, ooh, yes, give me a bad boy. I can change him.
But I'm just saying, like, I get what you're saying. It's like, does she even love him? Because that doesn't sound like love. That sounds like obsession. But I really think she does. I think this is, like, the love of all loves.
And I think that's where a lot of people bring in the argument of with the sire bond. Because a lot of people still think that, you know, just because they broke it doesn't necessarily mean that that's, you know, not still so, there for her to, like, still be more dependent on leaning towards Damon. But I don't know. I feel like there is that kind of love that consumes you and, like, totally encompasses your whole person and persona. And sometimes, you know, it happens, but clearly I don't know what it's like to be in that kind of love. And I wouldn't want to be like
it's
that,
too much.
Like, dependent on someone else's survival for my own. But like, yeah, I'm like, I'm here, like, I'm an independent woman. Like, I think can't.
I think people are on board with her, though, because she feels so dangerous and destructive, and she was, right. you know, biting those people. Humans. Yeah.
And doing drugs.
Yeah. She kind of was in rehab with Alaric and then couldn't take it, came back out and needed those drugs again at one point in this episode, you know?
So, yeah.
And my other
She's a drug addict.
Yeah.
It's been 4 months, which in theory isn't really a lot of time. A lot of people would still be in this stage of their grieving period for someone that they loved. Because don't they say typically it takes like a year for like to get through the full grieving?
I think they say a year to 2 years, depending on.
Yeah. And I was like, it's still so early in the grieving period that I think a drastic measure like this is kind of like, whoa, maybe we should wait and see what happens.
Absolutely. It's also so different because the world they're living in, nothing is ever finalized. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she can start grieving because she's like, I know I have to grieve because there's no chance ever. It's still always going to be in the back of their minds, what if we can bring them back? Because we have witches, because we are vampires, because there are werewolves, you know? So how do you start grieving when there's still a chance that you would never need to grieve? That's got to be really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But it's just, I mean, at this point, you know, and actually the fact that you do say that, I can't fully say what I was just about to say, because at the end of the episode with Caroline, I think she realized in that moment, like, wow, everyone just doesn't care. Like, I guess I'm the only freaking Care Bear here, caring about our friendships, caring about my friends. Two people are sort of still alive and no one cares. That's what we did for six seasons.
Totally.
So, yeah, that is kind of hard because, like, it is. With Caroline, that's in the back of her head. They're still alive. There's still hope.
To find a way.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of dealing with that in their own unique ways. I know we haven't touched upon Jeremy yet. We will later, but we see that he very much
Well, let's talk about Jeremy right now, actually.
Okay, great.
Matt comes home. Jeremy's screwing the damn
Sarah. Screwing the damn Sarah.
Damn that Sarah.
Matt's clocking Jeremy, talking about the hell are you doing? It's like 3 p.m. You drinking all this.
And then we finally get the reference to the fact that Jeremy's underage drinking. He's like, no, I'm just talking about in life. I'm like, oh, finally the show addresses the fact that they're all wasted and like 18.
Yeah. Cool. Like, have any of them turned 21 yet?
No. They're sophomores, so no.
No, they're not 21
None
yet.
Of them. Alaric.
Alaric is.
Good for you. Grown man drinking your booze. Go right ahead. CW, promote that.
So we get this scene with Jeremy. He's just mad all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's kind of one note at this point, you know. I'm glad that we just saw him call Bonnie, though, because before that I was like, all right, I get what they're trying to show me. He's having a lot of sex because he's sad. Some guys do that, I guess.
It just seemed like he checked out, but then with that phone call, you see it is hurting him, and he got...
It's just all he's thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think it's weird that he's living with Maddie Blue Eyes, because Matt's such a Caroline. You know, he's the other Care Bear on the show, and he really gives a damn. And Matt can't stand to watch Jeremy like this. If Matt can't turn Jeremy around, I don't really know who's going to be able to. And it's very interesting how similarly Elena and Jeremy are actually dealing with this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they blood.
I think it's at a point with them that it's like they've snapped.
I mean, when you lose your parents and your aunt and then your guardian, but then I guess he comes back each other at some point, and then the loves and of your life.
Loves of your life. Multiple loves of their lives. Yeah.
That's really sad.
And Jeremy's used to, if he loses the love, it's okay because then he talks to the ghosts. But now...
And he always has his sister there to, you know, they usually are dealing with this together. I know we talked about last week, you know, how everyone's dealing with stuff on their own and there's not that family unit coming together to help each
other
out.
They're not all hanging out.
Yeah, they're not all hanging out really anymore.
The gangs broke up.
Yeah, the gangs separated. So Jeremy, where he used to be around like his sister and all these people, it's just him and Maddie Blue Eyes.
I think that's what's going to make this season so satisfying, and I love the way they've set it up, is because we're all fighting to get back together. You know, it's more than just about whether you're Delana or Stelena. It's like, we want the gang.
Where's the Scoobies?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they can't even all live in the same town right now based on the fact that they'll burn and die, which we see how gruesome that is.
Yes. Ooh. We got to see that.
Matt goes out for a jog because he just could not deal with Jeremy.
Because he already ran those 5 miles in the morning, and Matty Blue Eyes just can't get enough.
I mean, he is. Lem is looking like, you want Herbalife? So he meets up with Tripp. Well, Tripp stops him, and he tells him about Sarah and that her car was stolen. So Matt goes home. A couple days later, he confronts Jeremy about Sarah. And she confesses that the car was stolen from her old boss.
Something's weird with her.
A little bit. It's just
very clearly weird.
Yes.
Who's the old boss? It's a car that was stolen, so does the car have to do with where Stefan works, maybe? I don't know.
Oh.
Mm. When they tried to, or Matt tried to get her out, she was like, you know, I kind of have family here. But she hasn't seen her dad yet, but who's her dad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Who's her daddy?
To be perfectly honest, I'm having a very hard time telling what she looks like. Like, I can't tell her race. I really can't tell her eyes. Like, I just don't know. So I'm trying to think, who does she look like that's her dad? And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what she looks like.
Right.
Like, I need to, like, freeze frame on her or something. Yeah.
Well, she said allegedly her dad lives there, so maybe he's not allowed back in there right now.
Do we know anybody who had a kid they gave up for adoption or something?
I don't think that we would know who.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wondering about Tripp, though, because he...
Tripp is up to something.
We find out that Tripp is born and raised in Mystic Falls.
So, please explain the situation to me, because I was going to make you guys pause, and then I was like, screw it, I'll do it on air, and I'll look like that asshole who didn't know. What family?
Fell family. Fell. You remember Logan Fell?
Like... Maybe.
He dated Aunt Jenna.
Okay.
And then they kind of rekindled something. No. This is like back in the beginning. And then he was turned into a vampire. Remember?
Oh, yeah. It's coming back.
And they're part of the founding families.
Okay.
So.
So the whole point is that he knows. He knows what's up.
But he didn't tell Maddie Blue Eyes that he knows.
And
he
played Matt, dumb. But yeah, it was so weird because I would think that he would know that Matt knows at that point because Matt was like, and so you know everything. He's like, the secret handshake or whatever the hell
he said.
Try
to mask it.
Yeah. I think he does know because I think he knows that Matt was covering up the animal bite last week. Because remember, he was super suspicious about that whole situation.
And we were all like,
yeah, he still is suspicious. I mean, so I think that he does know that Matt is, you know, part of like the underground society of people who know things. And he's just trying to not get made because clearly something's wrong with this town where even the founding families are now like helping vampires when they were supposed to be the ones stopping them.
Yes, absolutely. But that scene, like, I don't care if you think you're doing good to murder people in that way.
Ruthless.
But he doesn't look at them as people.
I know.
That is what the founding families were put there to do.
I mean, it was the same thing with Elena's parents. You know, way further back, they all were doing this because, in theory, vampires are bad. But, oh my God, that was like the most... It was literally leading them into the... chamber to die.
But he wanted to kind of watch it, too. He kept that open.
He was sick, and
he wanted to be a part of it. It's kind of ruthless.
Yeah, sick and twisted, for sure. I mean, he's definitely somebody to watch out for, and I think he knows more about this Sarah girl than he's letting on.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like
his character. I just think he's weird.
He reminded me of Maxfield. Professor Maxfield or whatever.
He reminds me of House from the Doctor show. I'm looking at him every time like, why are you on the show? Sorry, that was a random moment in my head. Alright, let's talk about Stefan.
Let's do it.
Stefan's been playing House with Miss Ivy.
So glad she's gone. Couldn't care less about her.
Really? Okay, let's talk about the first scene. She thought, I like this. Okay, here's why I like this moment. Because it was a real ass moment. It's like when you first start, like, talking to a person. I mean, they really rushed in the bed, but apparently. And well, no, I guess they've been for 2 months.
She said 2 months.
Yeah, all right. 2 months, so they've been, you know. So then that's is that a little slow? 2 months? And then she felt weird that she could cook in his kitchen?
I mean, it's very clearly strange. If I was sleeping with somebody for 2 months and then they didn't, and it was weird to cook in their kitchen,
I wouldn't be sleeping with them.
They said they met 2 months ago, not that they started sleeping together 2 months ago.
Well, it was like Stefan was giving her a look as if she felt like, oh, I shouldn't be here. And then he's like, no, I'll cook you dinner. Like, and then he turned it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if it's anything more than a one-night stand, like, as if somebody you're consistently hooking up with, then you can cook dinner, you know, breakfast, whatever it is. It's not like you're looking through their diary. You're cooking
maybe,
food.
Maybe because they hadn't really gone on dates or something, she thought it was more like a booty call yeah. type of situation.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you wake up the next day and, you know, booty calls aren't supposed to stay over.
Yeah, but I mean, based on episode one, the way we saw them interact, I felt like it was a little more than that. But the bottom line is, I think that he probably enjoys her company and maybe she's good in bed or
he's
whatever.
Different.
But, different. Yeah. But I don't think he really cared about her. Like, it wasn't like he was that pissed off when she died. He's like, oh, man.
He seemed like he was intrigued by her, like her kindness.
There were aspects about her,
he's trying to find Elena.
He was trying to move on and create a different life.
Trying to move on.
Yeah, but remember when he specifically is like, I had to let go and move on and create a normal life.
Right.
I think that's why he was going along with I'm going to keep on seeing this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and try to fall in love. I mean, really. So he's cooking dinner and Enzo and Caroline show up. That dinner conversation was awkward.
It was hilarious.
That was so funny. The four of them. It was so goofy.
Wait, I'm a neck man.
Yeah.
You have a lovely clavicle.
Like, thanks. Before they get there, he's like hooking up with this witch in a closet too. And we got that moment. She's got that red bra on, and I was like, you're hot.
Enzo,
like,
Enzo,
hello,
you're
Enzo.
Damn hot. And yeah. He turns and sees Caroline. Hello, gorgeous. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Melt.
But in that accent, too.
Yeah. I couldn't do it, so I just skipped it.
It wasn't as sexy on you. Sorry.
Oh, whatever.
But I still love you.
Makes sense.
So, everyone might get mad at me.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti-o.
Uh-oh.
I'm low-key.
Into Enzo and Caroline.
Yep.
I kind of like that, too.
And I'm okay. I would be so okay with that happening and dismissing the close. That's the only person that can happen with.
All right. But go ahead, Katie.
I like it. It's intriguing me. They're back and forth. They're flirting. Something's going to come of that.
And just how he cared. Like, he was like, she's crying?
He's going to go defend her.
This is stupid. Look at this girl.
Let me go kill the girlfriend.
Yeah.
So chivalrous. Honestly, here's my deal. I like it because I think Enzo reminds me of Klaus. He's like that edgy badass. And I know people have mixed feelings about this on YouTube, and I love you guys. Oh, my God, did you come out to play last week? You guys killed it. But people, I'm like Caroline, people are like, get over it. It's never going to happen. They're on two different shows. They live in different cities. Like,
well, you're guys, we have hope. We still hold on to that brass ring.
Here's something similar.
So if it's not going to be Caroline, I do like this.
Yeah.
I do. I could see her working well with an Enzo type person. That being said, if it came down to it, I want her to jump over to Originals and be with Klaus. But for now, I'm totally into it.
And another side note from last week that I've decided.
Yeah.
This is so crazy because if you go back, I was obsessed. I'm okay with Tyler just being gone. I'm just okay with it. I have accepted it.
He's
I'm like, you know what? We tried his character. It was great at the beginning. And now we keep trying. I feel like it's like you're trying to plug it in, trying to find that operator.
I feel like should have tried to keep him over at the Originals.
Yeah, they gave up on that real quick.
Yeah, they gave up on it really quick, but I felt like Originals had more of like the werewolf stories coming together and he could have fit in better over there.
Well, what I think is interesting, I want to see him more in the show is because he has that chance of becoming a werewolf again. He, you know, and I think that we're kind of going back. There's a member of the founding family is coming and he doesn't like this, you know, supernatural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting. I think he should come back into more scenes because we're seeing vampires and werewolves again and a founding family member.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I do love Tyler's character, but I also agree with you, Jesse. We do keep trying to plug him in. I'm so sick of them messing with him. Like, for us to go the entire night and not see him.
I mean, he was one of my favorite characters on the show.
Yeah,
the fact that this show has turned it to a place where I'm just like, okay.
It just proves that it was not necessary, though. We went the whole episode. It was a great episode. We didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
If that had been any of the other characters, I would have been like, we didn't see them. You know, imagine if we didn't see Elena in tonight's episode. That would have been really weird.
Well, we cannot be comparing Tyler and Matt.
I know, but I do love
like
Tyler
and Matt.
I want to make, and sometimes we don't see Matt. Yeah. Matt also is a little out of place sometimes. I want to make Tyler's character work because I do love Tyler's character, and it is interesting to see him potentially turn again. But I don't know. Where do we plug it?
But I mean, I guess the same, because I wasn't on the panel last season, but the same could be said about Bonnie's character, because we go like 5 episodes sometimes without seeing Bonnie.
We've been saying about Bonnie. But the thing is like, they can't get rid of Bonnie. It's like they want to get rid of her, but it's like, y'all cannot get rid of Bonnie. Like,
they tried so
on
many
so
times.
Many levels. So like, many you times. Can't get rid of Bonnie. Like, one, you ain't gonna have no black people on your show. So,
I mean, there's that. but then are they then, like, reverting back? Because we have Tyler now, who could possibly become a werewolf again, and we have Bonnie, who could possibly get her powers back again. They both had these powers, and then once they lost it, it was kind of like, what do we do with them?
Yeah.
And so now I think we're kind of recreating it back to a point where maybe there's that possibility of having them both come back with their...
Do you guys think Sarah is going to end up being supernatural?
I
kind of get Wolf from her.
I kind of get Wolf, only because vampire, she couldn't come in, and... Yeah. Which, I don't...
Well, she can't be a vampire because she didn't know what was going on when she got bit.
She didn't heal or anything. Yeah. Right? And I mean, she's... But I think you might be right with the whole werewolf thing.
Because she would have healed, though.
No, because nothing supernatural... Or is it just vampires? Nothing supernatural can come into Mystic Falls. Or just vampires.
Nothing supernatural.
She has... Maybe she just has the gene. She hasn't activated it yet.
That's exact. Because what was it that he said about the family?
The founding family.
The founding family. Don't they have the werewolf?
It was Tyler and Lockwood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Lockwoods.
I wanted to jump back for a second because I forgot about this. The other person that we didn't see tonight's episode was Liz and Luke, and that's something interesting about Tyler. We saw that. Liv, sorry. And we saw that little chemistry last week, so that could be a cool placement for him.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
So Stefan overhears Caroline talking to Alaric about Elena loving Damon while she was still with Stefan.
I don't care.
He cared.
You care.
He does care.
Caroline went into that whole, why doesn't anybody care? Like,
he didn't listen to her voice messages.
Yeah.
That
was like, I mean, I felt that moment for her. That hollow, just feeling like...
We saw him crush the phone last episode.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been calling for months, and it's supposed to be her best friend, and he is just dodging her.
Okay.
Yeah.
She could call and say, I'm dying. I'm sick and dying.
Okay, here's my thing. Do we really buy that Caroline and Stefan are this close of friends?
Yes!
I don't buy it. It's like, I think she, like, is in love with him, or has this, like, she thinks she's in love with him, but it's just, like, she, I think that they could have that brother-sister bond. I don't believe it yet. I don't believe that they were that close.
It's hard
for me
to remember that they're supposed to be this close, but we have to think back. She is the one who was there for him when, like, no one else was. Mm-hmm. Like, he helped her through a lot.
And she was, like, in the box with him.
He helped her through a lot when she was first becoming a vampire and stuff like that. Like, they've had all these moments of things together.
But those have only been in 3 years.
Yeah.
Stefan's been alive for so many years. Like,
I mean,
his friendship with, what's her name? Lexi was years and years.
It's not Lexi. It's not the same.
But I think this was a moment for Caroline to really realize, like, oh shit, like, life goes on. Like, I really thought we were friends. I really thought I did so much for you. I mean, how many friends have we all had, you know? Yeah. You think, like, that was my best friend.
Yeah,
I ain't seen you in 3 years.
Uh-huh.
I loved, as much as I hated that moment for Caroline, I loved it because it was so real. Just really realizing, like, wow, I've been stuck in here. Even when she was doing the picnic with her mom, and her mom was like, dude, I do this every day with you. Like,
yeah. That was sad.
You know, you get an understanding, you know, why Elaine is snapping. For Caroline, that was I loved this episode for Caroline.
She came to a realization about things.
Like, I love Caroline, and I mean this in the best way possible, because it sounds horrible. She reminds me of the girl who doesn't want to leave high school. because that's kind of where, like, you were peaking, and, like, she was so happy there, and everything was great when it was right here. So people moving on is hard for her, and it always has been hard for her, because she's always like, guys, why aren't we doing things the way we always do? We always do this. It's always this way. It's always like this. So...
She can't accept the change.
That's the weird. It's weird about growing up as people start to get in really serious relationships. They have different priorities, whether it's work or their boyfriends or their husbands or their children, you know? So I feel like she's that. Everybody has in their group of friends the person who's like, no, no, we have to meet this once a week and do all of this. Mm-hmm. And it is nice to have that person because you do, but like sometimes people grow apart. Yeah. We're not ready to let this gang grow apart because that's why we tune in. But inevitably, it will happen. But they are vampires, so they have so long to live. I guess we can push it off a little.
So she's crying. Enzo goes back in, snaps poor Sarah's neck. Ivy's neck. And says to Stefan, you're not a brother. Because brothers don't give up.
Yeah. This is kind of not fair, but kind of awesome. You know? Like, it's not fair because, Enzo, you douche, and... There's so many questions in my mind. So Damon and Enzo are now cool. I mean, I know that Damon at the end was fighting for Enzo and that it never came out that Stefan actually killed Enzo, but not on purpose, and that whole shebang. But I don't really... It's strange to me that Enzo is fighting this hard right now. If we think back, I mean, Damon didn't get Enzo out of the fire. That's, like, how everything started. And I know that they pieced it together since then, but I'm surprised Enzo's fighting this hard for Damon. I'm kind of surprised.
I'm not either.
I think that he's, you know, fighting for his friend who... Damon, yeah, he was fighting for Stefan more so at that, you know, at the end of last season, but he was also fighting for Enzo. He was trying to get him out, too. And, I mean, they're just doing things for each other. They're the best friends, you know? So I don't think it's surprising.
I mean, think about it. Enzo, the only person Enzo really has is Damon.
Yeah. Mm. And maybe Caroline.
And from Enzo's point of view, this is the second time Stefan has given up searching for Damon. Because when Enzo and Damon were trapped together, Stefan wasn't caring. So in Enzo's mind, he's repeating everything all over again. And Enzo... like, is so strong about that bonding time that him and Damon had together.
Absolutely.
That, you know, it's like, whoa, dude, like, you're giving up again on your brother? Your brother never once gave up on you.
That's what the part that, to me, is good, you know? So it's not fair, because how do you say that to somebody? But it is, because go and fight.
Yeah.
This is a supernatural universe. You never know what can happen.
Yeah. It sure is, because May 10th, 1994.
Where were you? No, just joking. I don't
know. The womb.
4 months earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
From present day, we get Bonnie and Damon confused walking through empty Mystic Falls. They look at the paper and they realize it is May 10th, 1994.
They also notice things like the grill's not blown up, Elena's house is still there, and the cars look older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the question, and this is so obvious that this is what I'm going to ask, but what's going on? That's the question, you know? Like, what's going on? Why are they living the same... May 10th, 1994? Why are they living the same day over again? What did Bonnie's Graham do to do this? Like, what is going on?
The one thing that sticks out is on that newspaper, they make note about the two solar eclipses that were going to happen. So I believe that Graham's... pick this day or whatever setup, because when Bonnie puts together whatever she needs to in that crossword puzzle, that eclipse, something happens at that moment where magic can happen to, like, send them back to the future. Wow.
That's
that
good. Dope. You know what? On that note, we're going to go to predictions and we're going to build off of that because... Damn, girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to start singing Pharrell right now. Damn, girl. That's exactly what I feel is going to happen. Yeah. Shit. What you thinking about?
No, I think that that's great. I mean, I think another reason that they
I think
could...
that's great,
No,
but...
I think another reason they could have mentioned it is because that's how we knew it was the same day starting over, because we looked up and it was going on the eclipse. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that is what happened. I do think Bonnie will get her powers back. Obviously, Damon and Bonnie are going to rejoin the cast of Vampire Diaries. Like, they're not going to stay there forever, so something's going to happen.
By December.
And I wonder if at that moment when that song... Now that you're saying it, when that song played, and she saw that the thing had done. I wonder if in that moment, at that exact time, that's when the crossover between the real world and their world, something along that line.
Like, because remember, like, in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, the green flash that, like, you had to wait for the... No, okay, never mind. Yeah, I'm gonna stop now.
I was with you though. Okay, like I was gonna listen. Yeah,
totally. Well, I don't remember exactly the plot line, so I you it want won't us to work fill here. In.
Okay.
But there's something with a green flash, and the exact moment is when you have to flip to get back to the world they were trying to go
to. Yeah, totally.
Because like a gap in the timeline where like you could jump back over.
Well, I think what's gonna happen is that whoever that is, they said someone else is here, is gonna play a role in
helping Bonnie figure it out.
But could it possibly be her Grams?
That's what I'm wondering.
Or somebody that Grams planted there?
But I'm like, 1994, was Bonnie even born?
Yeah. Remember with her Cuddles?
Cuddles.
That's confusing because she said she was with Cuddles and she...
She lost him at 9, the future from 94.
I would think she was literally born in 94 because she's supposed to be a sophomore in college. My sister's a freshman, she's born in 96, so 95, yeah.
Weren't they sophomores in high school in 2009 when it all started?
Yes.
Well, she right? I don't know what you just said, but I think she technically would have been born in 95.
And I also don't think that each season we saw a full school year go through.
Like, true that.
So that's where we're like, can't rely on our physical years because just because it was a year in our world, it wasn't a year on the TV show.
I think that is true. All right. So, with this, predictions. Is Bonnie and Damon going to kiss?
No. Hell to
I say. Okay, we're not going to get a kiss, but I feel like we're going to get a, like.
A moment.
Yep. I feel like there's going to be
A drunken night.
Drunken
nights are
They have endless supply of alcohol right now.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they could be drunk all night.
Yeah.
For the rest of their lives.
What's the deal with the Stefan showing the dead girl Ivy to his boss being like, so I'm going to go find the killer. Is he going to compel him after or something?
I think he was compelling his boss to give him time off.
Yeah, he's not going to just tell him and then leave.
But we've seen him not compel his boss thus far. If you remember, his boss cut his paycheck last week, and he was like, okay, I'll just take it. So I think he was trying to not live in this world, and now he is back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has to. He has to compel him now.
Yeah, I mean, he was cooking food and, like, okay, that's cute, Stefan, but you have that blood in the back.
Yeah.
Don't forget who you are.
Yeah.
Where's he getting his blood from?
Yeah, that's...
Because it wasn't a blood bag. It wasn't, like...
The hospital.
Yeah, he probably finds his way late at night. He'd be creeping or something like that.
Katie has another prediction.
I think that Caroline and Enzo are going to get together.
Yep.
And I also think that now that Elena thinks Damon is a monster and took those memories away, I think there's potential that we could see Stefan and Elena because she's like, oh, Caroline, let's go. Tyler and I are going to go out. And I think she's going to remember that the only person she really loved was Stefan because they took those memories away from her.
All right, Tiana, and now this is where I'm going to pull to you. Why would that be pathetic?
That is pathetic in so many ways because Elena has now dated his brother, has done all these things, played with his heart, broken his heart. He's trying to move on now. Just because she does not remember Damon anymore, it's almost like she's, in my mind, if I were Stefan, I would be the settling person because now you don't remember the great love you had for my brother. Boop. So I'm all that you know. And no, biatch, you can't have me back. And if he takes her back, he's a weak man.
See, true love prevails in my mind.
Yes.
No.
And so sometimes in order for Stefan, because the thing is Stefan relives this personality of himself. And he has this dark side to him, and he has to overcome that on his own. So I feel like right now, this is Stefan trying to learn who he is. And Elena dating Damon, like we all do when we date bad people, we have to date people that we think we are in love with.
Clearly, she
like I'm just saying, though, is sometimes we think we're in love with somebody, and those things are just lessons to help us get back to, or just find the one that is really for you. And I feel like Damon is a lesson that, I mean, girl, who is crying? Do you think Beyonce and Jay-Z, when Jay-Z goes away, Beyonce's like,
But they're breaking up, so that's
says
a whole
who?
Other
they,
story.
I heard they creating an album together, so maybe. You can believe whatever story.
Here's the bottom line, though, guys. If somebody, in order to love me, had to erase their memory of loving somebody else. That's not love, in my opinion.
And also, it's an unfair advantage because now Damon, in her mind, is back to being a horrible monster, and Stefan is still the good guy. And Stefan has been a monster, too, in Elena's life. You know? Like, if they both were left with lasting memories of both being monsters to her, and then they want to fight over her and see who wins, she chooses, fine.
I want our intro song over this. That really got us pumped to start. Let's get that pump to go.
All right, well, we're going to go out with Salt and Pepper, What a Man. Can
what
we do that?
A man, what a man.
Can we get that because move? We got that
can we move. Get that move?
Damon is
that?
Such a mighty, mighty good man.
I mean,
he was making pancakes,
but when you seen what Stefan was making, he was cooking.
But he wasn't getting no salt and pepper played over his cooking scenes.
Who put salt and pepper in their pancakes?
I know. No sugar is all I want.
Alright guys, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up here at AfterBuzz TV every single week. You guys can hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you guys tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. It's 3 E's. And on Instagram at Katie Campbell 13.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Tiana Hobson.
At Roxy Stryer.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.